V91's fill in the blankety blank news with Mikey and the Missus.
It is brought to you by Purple Mattress. Over at Boulevard Home, get yourself a Purple Mattress. You won't regret it. It'll make you happy on the inside and on the outside. It's like a million angels cradling your butt every single night.
Speaking of angels, mattress. Let's get into our first story.
Ooh, okay.
The world's hottest bald man.
Oh, my.
Now, science has determined this, and they've done something called the golden ratio of beauty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard about this.
On how shiny his head is.
Ooh.
Now, there's other stuff. A search engine optimization company called Reboot looked at a bunch of different factors, including the infamous golden ratio, an equation that supposedly measures facial beauty and perfection. Also, the cranial shine factor.
Okay.
The higher, the better.
That's what I always say.
And the cranial luminance.
Uh-huh.
This means the head reflects light.
Jeez. All right.
With luminous intensity of a standard light bulb.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, with this in mind, Mikey, in all of these equations, who do you think is number one in the world's hottest bald man? Now, you're going to have to go through all the equations, Mikey.
Yeah.
Because it's
that's what I was doing.
The cranial
shine factor. This is a famous
person. Of
course. Person.
Yeah, they're not going to look at normal people.
Can I have three guesses?
You can have two guesses.
Bruce Willis.
He is on the list, but no.
God dang.
He's number seven.
Oof. I can't think of a more beautiful bald man. good looking bald man. I'm gonna have to go with Jason Alexander.
He is not on the list.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Vin Diesel is number one. Do you want to hear something funny? Number two is Stanley Tucci.
I have heard ladies love
really?
Stanley Tucci.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson made it, but in ninth place. Jason Statham, Prince William.
All right.
Shamar Moore, Pitbull, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
All right. There you go. And in kind of the same subject.
Bald women.
No.
Oh.
But science, again, has determined the most beautiful woman on Earth.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Now, beauty, of course, is in the eye of the beholder, but this is going off of the golden ratio of beauty to pit women against each other.
That's exactly what that is.
Now, this latest analysis was by a plastic surgeon.
Mm.
So, anyway. Number one, who do you think, and I love that I'm asking my husband this.
You are, dear. You are the most beautiful woman to ever grace the earth.
No. According to science.
Science.
Who has been determined to be the most beautiful woman on earth? And I will tell you.
This is going
to
bite me in the butt.
Well, no. I'll give you hints.
Mm-hmm.
She's younger than us.
Okay.
And I don't think you know her name, but you have seen her in dozens of movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So if you would just like to guess an actress from a movie, you can do that.
If I don't know her name. The girl with the face. You know, the pretty one.
Yeah, her. That's it. Yeah. You got it.
Thank you. No, I don't know.
No, from Free Guy, the girl from Free Guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I get that. Uh-oh. I should have said that so quickly.
Yeah.
Or that emphatically.
Okay, her name is Jodie Comer.
All right.
How do I spell Comer?
Oh, shut up. Anyway, she's first place. Zendaya is second place.
Oh, okay.
Beyonce made the list. Ariana Grande made the list. Kim Kardashian made the list. And there you go on that. And last but not least, a church in South Carolina has placed a pastor on leave after he gave kids stickers.
Oh, no.
That said blank.
It's just one word?
No. The pastor is reportedly in his 30s, and one of the kids was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
The church says it was a mistake and apologized for the stickers.
Oh, no. Honk for Jesus. Oh, no. I'm so afraid. Okay. I don't know what.
I heart hot youth pastors.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's kind of the same as if you were to wear a sticker that said, I heart Jodie Comer.
Oh, man. I'm going to start passing out stickers, though, that say, I love hot radio DJs.
Yeah.
And people would be like, I don't know any.
That is a great thing to give away at remotes.
Hey, there it is.
There you go.
You're listening to The Mikey and the Mrs. Show on today's hit music.
B92.1.